Ranger.
It is.
Is it?
It's the Ranger.
Ranger.
The Ranger.
Really? The Ranger.
Hey. Hey, the Ranger. You want to rap with us?
Hell no.
Telephone.
OMG hacks.
Telephone.
Live on the air.
Hey peoples. Phone show. I have a mouthful of crackers. Oh my god, look who's calling. Hey Gunner. Hello? Can anyone hear me? Can anyone hear me? Gunner? Well, Gunner's on, but he's not talking. Something's wrong with him. Hello? Alright, anyway, I don't have anything planned for the show tonight. Oh, hey, Gunner.
Yeah, why can't you do the show?
No, I said I don't have anything planned for the show.
That sucks.
I don't know. I was too lazy to do anything.
Do-do-do.
I was busy.
Hey, play that. This one's for the kids.
I will. But
okay.
Since you're calling, it's a good time to announce, like, you know, premiere your song to the world.
Oh, God. Yes. Okay.
Your amazing Mildred Monday song that puts mine to shame.
No, it doesn't. Yours has, like, beats and people talking and stuff.
Mine has beats because I stole the karaoke track.
You stole a karaoke track?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I used a karaoke track.
So did I.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, like, yeah, you did a Mildred Monday song this last week, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's pretty awesome. And I don't know. What's next on your, your music career?
My music career?
The Dino Alsman song or...
That's what someone said. Someone said to do a Dino Alsman song. I don't know. Just whatever. I just like to make stuff that's funny, so.
It's definitely funny.
Oh, thanks.
Tonight we are in a video chat room. Well, actually just Tombstone's there. Well, no, a lot of people are there, it looks like. But it's tinychat.com/phonelosers. And if you go there, you can see pictures of everyone that's listening that wants to turn on their camera. And that'll make you feel good about, you know, the PLA, seeing all our ugly faces and stuff.
Yes.
Except I'm not on there because I'm too stupid to get my camera working.
I'm lazy to hook mine up, you know?
I'm not even going to watch that chat room because I have enough screens to watch here with the IRC and all that crap.
What do you do? What do you? You said like early. You just have 30 windows open all day, and that's just like what you do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
I mean, I have lots of blogs I read.
That's good.
Oh, and well, never mind. Let's just play your song, and then we'll come back. So, yeah, call the show 505-796-4020, and here's Gunner's new song. Oh, I interrupted your intro. Hold on.
This one's dedicated to Mildred Monday.
Yesterday, you were just a phone call away. Now there's no one to prank call today. Oh, I believe in Mildred Monday. Suddenly, I'm not half the loser I used to be. Mildred Monday's not hanging up on me. Oh, you died so suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I called and got your son, but long anyway, yesterday. prank calling was so fun to play. Now I need a new friend to say hello. I am Mildred Monday. Oh, why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I called and got your son drunk as fuck and loaded anyway. Yesterday I was prank calling Mildred Monday. Now my phone book is so far away. Oh, I believe in Mildred Monday. Monday.
It's playing your song.
Oh.
So, yeah, that was by Gunner, the new song. So what's it called? Because it can't be called Mildred Monday, because that's the name of my song. Is it?
It was called Monday.
It's just called Monday?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know.
Oh, instead of yesterday?
You could just call it M Monday.
I called it Mildred. That's what I named the file. I woke up at like 6 in the morning and I was drinking coffee and I was humming the Yesterday song because there was some Beatles thing on TV and like the day before, and then I started putting Mildred Monday in. And then I was like, oh, this is, you know, I'll just do that.
I like the name, the title Monday, though. I didn't think of that. You know, instead of yesterday,
Monday.
It's Monday.
I know, it rhymes. I was thinking of, you know, the other day we were calling people with the last name Monday, and I was saying my name was like Todd Tuesday or Dan Wednesday.
Was that when I was on the phone, or were you doing this?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wait, how come I wasn't invited to this?
Because we hate you, Chris Ellerback.
I think we called you.
Or Chris Ellerback, what were you saying earlier, like when we weren't on the air?
I was saying you need to add Mildred Monday as a friend on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know who did it. You didn't do it, right? You said you didn't do it. Create the account, I mean.
Wait, who? What?
Sorry, I'm not being very clear. Yeah, somebody created Mildred Monday on Facebook and posted something on Cacti Radio, and I requested her as a friend. I have no idea who did it. But it's an awesome profile because it's got a real picture on it.
That's her real picture?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Yeah.
No.
And her status is
some old lady.
Her status is 6 feet under.
Yeah, like from her her obituary, someone posted a picture of her.
Someone should add the sons as friends.
Oh, did you know
they don't
I'm friends
know what
with
the
Chuck Norris
is.
On Facebook?
What was that?
Really?
I'm friends with Chuck Norris and Miley Cyrus on Facebook.
Like the real Chuck Norris?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I hope so.
It must be real. It's on Facebook.
Hey, exactly. Tombstone says you should go on Tiny Chat so you can see him use Flash on the iPhone. Because he's the only person that's figured out how to use Flash on the iPhone, I think.
The only person in the world?
I think he invented Flash. And, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can also go to tinychat.com/phonelosers and look at Jen's black screen.
That's oh, God.
That's the best.
Yeah.
I like, we called 7-Eleven, like, Sunday, and Jen kept asking if they had dingleberry muffins. And in her, like, Midwestern accent, it was awesome. You should say, you got a couple people with the last name Monday that went psycho. Remember that one guy that said he was going
to
kill
yeah,
us?
Like, Jen, if you know the number to that particular Monday that went nuts on us the other night, you should message me the number, and I will call him tonight, because he was hilarious.
I have to look. I'll look back in my, like, history.
Wait, did you record the calls?
Yeah, but, you know, it was like a four-hour conference call. I don't know where it was.
Oh.
I'm not going to scroll through it right now. Oh, and also, like, seeing the Mildred Monday account on Facebook, like, maybe remember that I made a Richard Cardo on Facebook. And so I logged into his account and added Mildred. And, yeah, everyone should look for Richard Cardo also, as well.
Wait, you're the one who made the Richard Cardo?
Yeah, I made his Facebook page.
Oh, okay. So technically you're accusing yourself of,
Yeah.
It's you're the one who accused yourself of trying to, change your name thing, and I can't remember what it said, but...
Yeah, I'm the one that posted that update today. I haven't logged into that thing in months. But yeah, I made that account earlier this year, and I subscribed to all these JonBenet groups. You know, people like have Facebook groups for JonBenet, and I said disturbing things. I got kicked out of a lot of them.
Oh, really?
Really.
Hey, try that number.
Oh, where did she post it?
I posted it in the chat for Skype.
Are you guys looking at the tiny chat? Because somebody, like, suicided.
Someone commit suicide?
Yep.
Oh my god. I gotta see this.
Once I was on chat roulette and I saw this guy just hanging from his roof.
Yeah, I think it was fake.
But fake and gay?
Never know.
Oh wait, hold on. First we gotta answer this call. Hi, Florida person.
Florida person, hi.
Hey. You're calling from 813.
What are you doing? That's crazy. Yeah,
it's
insane, isn't it? we're gonna have a tropical storm breeze through the area. Yeah.
This is Legend calling in.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm driving around
in a swamp in a sports car.
Which of you two had never heard of Legend's crazy space shuttle prank?
I've never heard of it.
I didn't hear of it. Tell me the story.
We did this on the phone show like a year ago, but Legend prank called a grade school in the 80s, and he said he was making a phone call.
Oh, yeah, I heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, like he was with NASA, and he was an astronaut in space and wanted to, like, assemble all the kids in the school to...
I was Commander Crippen.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, shit, I'm being flagged down.
So you got all these kids organized, and they asked you questions over the phone.
Wait, I can't remember. Didn't you say that got in the newspaper and stuff, too?
Yeah.
I
posted it on phonelosers.org.
I'll call back.
Huh? Oh.
Dude, he got flagged down. He just got, like...
Ah, that's what it is. Okay, Gunner posted these two numbers. They're both to a Monday, and we don't know if it's the one that gets really angry, but we're about to find out.
Stop your chewing.
Hello?
Hi. This is John from AT&T. I have a collect call from Mildred Monday. Will you accept the charges?
I'm sorry. I don't recognize that name.
Oh, maybe your husband does. Put him on. Hurry up. No, I don't think... Well, I mean, that could have been it, but... Let's try the other one, because she didn't get mad at all.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Roy from AT&T. I have a Mildred Monday making a collect call and wants to, put the charges through to your line. Will you accept the charges?
Who?
Mildred Monday.
No, I don't have no Mildred Monday.
She says she knows you.
I don't have any Mildred Monday.
No, I know you don't have her. She's at a payphone and making a collect call to you. She wants to talk.
I don't have one.
What do you mean you don't have one? That doesn't make sense.
I don't have no Mildred Monday.
You don't need to be a smartass to me, lady. I'm with AT&T.
I'm not smartass. I just don't have no Mildred Monday that I know of.
You don't need to curse at me. Don't say smartass.
I didn't say curse at you.
You just said smartass. I don't appreciate it.
All right, just don't call me no more.
Listen, I think I'm going to put the call through and charge it to you, just out of spite at this point. She touch-toned me. Hold on, let's try one more time.
Better watch out.
I don't...
She's pressing buttons.
I don't think these are the right numbers, or... Ma'am? Okay. These numbers suck. These aren't Angry Monday. God damn it, Gunner. God damn it, Gunner. Are you guys still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, weird. I'm going to play Gunner's song while he's being silent.
This one's for the kids stuck in JDC without their meds, looking for some girls, girls to give them head.
I'm a poor starving college student, and if you give me a book, I promise I will write a paper on it.
No.
Oh.
You should ask me, like, in a couple months. Like, after it's out.
A couple months, really?
Well, I don't know. No, you shouldn't. I'm not that nice.
Really?
Probably not.
Probably not?
I don't know.
All right, well, should I scrape up the cash in the next few weeks? How much did the pre-order price get?
It's $13.
Like, $13. And if I write a paper and I scan a copy of it and send it to you, will you at least make a mention of it on the show?
Sure. A paper, what do you mean, like a paper for class or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure. I'll give you like some sort of a discount code, like after the book's been released.
Okay. That'll
make it like cheaper than $10 or something.
Oh, excellent. Well, I actually friended you on Facebook, so I'll hit you up in a couple weeks and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, sure. A couple months though, or like 1 month, because the book's not going to be out for at least another month.
Okay, I will make a note of it.
Okay, and while you're adding me on Facebook, you should add Mildred Monday and Richard Cardo. That's important.
I will add Mildred Monday and Richard Cardo.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
So, are you going to call my friend?
Dude, I found it.
Okay.
Wait, are you going to call my friend?
It was Rick Monday, you remember?
Oh, okay. Well, I have to call Chris's friend.
Yeah, no problem.
But I don't know. I have no idea what to say to her.
Well, here, what information should I give you?
What's her name?
Corey.
I'll just say she's making a call. All of my prank calls are going to consist of collect calls tonight.
She might be.
You reach Corey's phone. You never do when the phone goes beep. Leave a message. Okay, bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Corey. This is Roy from AT&T. I was calling to see if you'd accept a collect call from Mildred Monday, but you're not there, so I'm going to go ahead and put the charges through and charge it to your phone. So have a nice day. Goodbye. Thank you for using AT&T.
Oh, wait, can you call back and say you're from Verizon? Because that's her carrier, and say that she's been charged like $100 or something.
She'll recognize my voice from the second call.
Yeah.
Gunner could do it.
No.
I want to get her to Facebook about it. It'll be hilarious.
Do you notice, like, after her message plays, it says all that shit? Like, you know, after your call, press 5 for more options, blah, blah, blah. And then there's, like, a really long pause and then a beep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read something about that. I can't remember what it is exactly, but, like, they'd make it take so long so it charges you, you know, so you get more airtime charge. You use up more of your minutes.
I'm not sure.
So, like, they're hoping that you'll use... Instead of just 1 minute for a message, they're hoping they'll make you surpass 1 minute so they can charge you for 2. Fucking phone companies.
Hey, that Rick and Lisa Monday number, I'm pretty sure that's the one. Or it says, like, press 1 for Rick, press 2 for Lisa.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to call this Monday person, and hopefully they'll be angry with us. Because he just flipped out when we called him.
Hello?
Hi, this is John from AT&T. I have a collect call from Mildred Monday. Will you accept the charges? Well, that didn't work.
I think he was it, though. He just hung up.
Okay, hold on. I'll try
he seemed
again.
Angry. It was like an angry hang up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was him. I thought it was in Ohio. It's probably just going to go to machine now.
Oh.
Because that's what he did the other night after he yelled at
us. Hello, you have reached the Monday. You may select the following options. For Rick, press 1. For Lisa, press 2.
I'm going to press 4.
And for Brett, press 3. After the desired option has been made, you may...
Wait, who are we calling? We're calling Brett, Teresa, or Rick?
All three.
I don't know what number was pressed. I just want to tell Rick, though, I don't appreciate being hung up on. And, you know,
I pressed 2.
Oh, okay. Well, pass along this message to Rick, whoever you are, mailbox number 2. You don't need to fuck with AT&T, because we can turn off your phone. Have a nice day, and thank you.
Be careful.
Thank you for using AT&T. Okay.
Can you call back my friend one more time and see you from Verizon and see if there's some crazy charge on her phone?
I could. Wait, it was an 801 number. Oh, you said her name. You said her full number on the air, by the way. I was lying. We were really on the air.
Did I really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Which one? The 80138?
No. That's not nice. Hello? She picked... Was that her? That number that I just typed in?
I didn't hit a number. Yeah, that was the right one. No, that was the Monday lady.
No, I just dialed an 801 number.
Oh, okay.
It didn't sound like she picked up, though, did it?
No, she picked up and hit a touch tone and then hung up. Like, maybe we're calling too late at night or something. Well, no, it's only like 8:30 there.
Yeah, she might have hit 10:30. Like...
Oh, yeah, wrong way, sorry.
Yeah.
You reached Corey's phone.
Oh, well. All right, back to music. People should call us, 505-796.
Wait, I thought you were going to leave a message and say she got a crazy charge on her phone.
I left one before. No, she'll recognize my voice.
No, that's why I'll do it.
Okay.
She'll probably, I'll use some kind of voice.
This is going to be hilarious to you.
Yeah.
if she figures it out.
This is
I'll call
be...
next week and tell you if she figures out it was me.
All right. Fine. If she picks up, I'll talk, though.
Since when is Brad nice?
You reached Corey's phone. You know the drill. When the phone goes beep, there's a message. Okay, bye.
At the tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Long pause.
Hello, this is John Smith from Verizon Corporate, and we're just calling to tell you that you've been charged $100 on your phone bill for a click call, and we just need to make sure that you're going to be able to pay this because your credit card's not taking the payment. So just call us back. You'll probably be able to find our phone number on the Verizon website. Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
I don't know how good that was, but...
It was the best thing ever. I loved it.
I know, right?
All right, yeah. I'm going to play more music while lots of people call in. It really sucks that there's 40 listeners tonight and I didn't plan one single thing for tonight. I suck.
Real motherfucking cues! Ceilings clubbing on walls, peeing behind the
toilet! Really? And I'm like, really what?
Breaking news. Breaking news from Chris Ellerback.
Chris, you're such an amateur.
Okay, wait, what? Corey called back and what happened?
Well, she didn't call back. She just texted me.
Oh.
And she's like, really? And I'm like, really what? And she just texted, Chris, you're such an amateur.
Do you have a hard-on for this chick? Just asking.
What? No.
She ugly
look, he's
or
getting all defensive.
She's not ugly.
I'm just wondering.
So you have a hard-on for her?
Would you bang her?
What? I'm 14.
Oh, sorry. Forget. I think I just broke like 17 laws right there.
14-year-olds don't bang.
Yep, that's illegal.
I mean, would you kiss her, or does she have cooties?
All right, she has cooties. It's
circle,
disgusting.
Circle, dot, dot. I got the cootie shot.
So hi, Tombstone and Larry Man. Welcome to the show.
Wait, I'm going to text your back.
I found a number for you guys to prank call. All you have to do is Google search area codes on Twitter, and you'll find numbers.
Oh, numbers to what?
If you guys would like to text me or call, I can't guarantee I'll answer a phone call, though. 201 blah, blah, blah. I'm not texting at the moment, though.
That makes sense. We have to call this tattoo parlor first, though, because...
And put them out of business.
Yeah. The other night...
They're going out of business.
The other night, we were calling tattoo parlors and saying we're going to put them out of business, and those people are angry.
I wonder if it's possible she's listening.
How would it be possible?
I don't know.
Look at you. You're like really you're daydreaming about her.
FedEx girl, if you're listening, call on the show.
Okay, we're calling Spectacular Tattoos now.
Okay, cool.
Assuming that they're open.
Yes.
And I don't hear it ringing.
Oh, it's ringing.
I don't hear it ringing.
I don't hear it ringing either, but the little phone is dancing around. We're just going to call as many numbers as possible before the hour runs out and hope that we get one good call.
Oh, Tombstone left.
All right.
All right, I'm going to hang up and try it again.
There's a bunch of other ones. There's Rage Tattoo.
Ah, there
we go. Maybe they close at 9:30. I don't know.
Oh, that would suck.
Fuckers.
Okay, let me try this other one real quick. I'll try Rage Tattoo.
I can look up some ones in Hawaii if all the California ones are closed.
Call failed.
Time for some Craigslist searching.
Suppose I'll search too.
You guys act like this is a prank call show.
Well, we could talk about something else.
Hello.
Hi, is this the manager?
Who?
Is this the manager? Like, do you have a say in things there?
No, I don't. He's not here right now.
Oh, well, is there anybody in charge there?
Nah, no one's here right now. Who's this?
Oh, my name's John from John's Tattoo Shop. I'm a few blocks from you. We just opened up recently.
You guys are where?
We're a few blocks from you. We just opened up recently.
Where at?
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm just calling to tell you that our new slogan's going to be, like, All the Rage Tattoos, and so that means you're infringing on our copyright. And you need to change the name of your business, or we're going to sue you.
Wait, what?
We're going to sue you if you don't change the name of your business, because our new slogan
is... You're going to sue us?
Yes, because our new slogan is All the Rage Tattoos, and that means that
you're... Wait. Where are you located at?
We registered a trademark, so that means you need to change... You have until tomorrow morning to change your business name.
Wait, but who are you?
I'm John from John's Tattoo Shop. And our tattoos are
all... You're John from John's Tattoo Shop?
And our tattoos are all the rage. And that means you're...
Where is your tattoo shop at?
It's a few blocks from you. You'll find out when I serve you with the summons.
Wait, you know what? Hold on, all right?
Okay.
Let me talk to the other guy right here. Who's like,
all right.
Hold on, all right? Hey, Hugo.
Hugo.
Hello.
You just called me a little fucker.
You said a bad word.
He believes it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Hugo?
Yeah, this is Hugo.
Hey, I don't appreciate that guy's attitude for one thing, but I just want to let you know...
Okay, who are you, bro?
Okay, I started up a new tattoo shop. It's pretty close to you guys, but it's called John's Tattoo Shop, and our slogan is, our tattoos are all the rage, and that means you guys are...
You know, we've been in business for 11 years, bro.
Well, you should have filed a trademark on that name, because I trademarked the name Rage.
It's not a trademark.
So
it's a DBA.
Well, it doesn't matter. You still have to trademark it. Don't be a dummy. Anyway, we're going to sue you if you don't change your name.
That's all right. You could sue me. You could come over. You could talk to my lawyer, bro. I've been in business for 11 years.
It doesn't matter.
Right?
I'm not.
So I got a name. I got a DBA with my name for 11 years.
I'm not going to put you out of business yet. But
and then we'll see. All right.
I'm not going to put you out of business yet. I'm just saying you need to change your name. You can stay in business.
I don't want to change my name. I've been in business for 11 years, bro, with this name.
That doesn't matter.
It does matter because I have a DBA with that name.
You don't know how copyright law works.
It's registered with the county, so if you want to do anything, we're going to do it. I'm registered with the county. I'm pretty sure. I hope you have registered with the county.
You have.
We could go with the health department anywhere you want, and they have my name on the record. So
you have until Thursday to change your name, or we're going to sue you.
It's all right. It doesn't matter. I got nothing to do. If you want to send it, send the paper, and you talk to my lawyer, right?
We're probably suing you.
Thank you very much.
We're going to sue you for $1 million too. We're going to put you. Oh, he's gone.
He said, fuck you very much.
He said something like, you can come and tattoo my lawyer.
Holy shit, how easy was that? Just to get him pissed off.
But they're all like that, dude. You got to say, like...
he didn't get pissed, though.
What are you going to do about it? The best thing is when you say, we're putting you out of business, our tattoos are better. Hey, bro, you come tattoo my lawyer.
I'm pretty sure I'm right, though, aren't I? Like, he didn't trademark the name, so I could trademark his business name and force him to change his business. It doesn't matter that it's registered.
You're on the phone. You're on the phone. You must be right. I mean,
yeah,
call.
Exactly. The phone doesn't lie. No, like
you just told him that you had your guys at the USDA saying that you could sue him or something. Just make up some stupid shit.
Okay, let's call Sabotage Tattoos.
Sabotage. I'm going to sabotage your business by providing better tattoos.
I should say our business got sabotaged, and we suspect them.
Hello, unknown.
Oh, hello. This is Paul from Paul's Tattoo Shop. We just opened up.
Sabotage tattoos.
What?
Sabotage.
No, I'm Paul. I run my own tattoo shop, you idiot. I'm a few blocks away from
you. What are you talking about, my motherfucker?
No, I started my own tattoo shop, and I'm gonna put you out of business because we're gonna be cheaper than.
Balls.
Hey.
Well, do it, man.
Listen, I need to find out what your price list is so I can undercut you.
Well, man, come over here, motherfucker. Come over here right now. I'll tell you everything you want
to
know.
No, I need to find out over the phone
because
I don't have time to come over.
Come over here.
I just, like, how much do you charge for just a one color tattoo, yeah, like 3 inches across?
Come over here. Nothing.
Hello?
Put the woman on the phone.
All right, let's try another one.
You should have told him you were too busy. You had too many customers to go over there.
Shut up.
Okay, you guys, I don't think she's suspecting us anymore because she isn't answering my texts.
That's interesting.
I hope she never.
So
puts
either
out
she's
now.
Really she's really pissed, or she doesn't suspect us anymore.
You're never gonna get any now.
Yep.
This one is Freak Chick Tattoo.
Freak Chick, how can I help you?
Hello, this is Paul from Paul's Tattoo Shop. I'm about a quarter mile away from you.
Okay.
And we just opened up recently. I wanted to let you know that we're going to undercut your prices and pretty much put you out of business.
Yeah, somehow I doubt that, but that's okay.
No, really. Like, I don't think we can coexist, and... You may as well just get ready to move out because you're not.
And why is that?
You're not going to last long.
Why is that? We've been here for 15 years, so I don't really see us going anywhere, sweetheart.
No, I think that 15 years, that just means you're like old and you're kind of a has-been.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's the name of your shop again?
It's Paul's Tattoo Shop. I thought of the name
myself.
And
where are you? I've never even heard of you.
Well, it's because we're brand new.
How long have you been tattooing?
I wanted to let you know that we're also going to file a trademark on your title, Freak Chick Tattoo, and we're going to make you change your business name to help put you out of business quicker.
Really?
Aren't you going to get mad and yell at me?
Why would I?
I don't. Well, you have to, because these prank calls don't work unless you do that.
I'm not an asshole, so sorry.
Can you get pissed, please?
No, I'd rather not.
Can you curse at me?
No.
Sorry,
you just don't tick me off that much.
Damn it. Pardon my language. Well, you have a nice day, and I hope we're not taking away too much of your business today.
I think that we'll be just fine.
Your idea sucks, Gunner. I hate this.
Okay, I think we're officially in the clear.
We're different. The West, though.
We're in the clear. Or at least I am. She says, never mind.
Thank God. I was worried.
Don't stop doing it. Just relax. I'm a goof. Everybody watch me dance. Side to side. Shake your pants. Put your hands in the air like a potted plant.
3 times a day. Okay, my BFF show.
Hey.
Hey.
Did you get my number?
Yeah.
Don't put me on the air.
We're on the air. Oh, because I thought we were going to make a phone call, but it's not working.
No, well, you know, you can call that number.
I don't want to.
It's fun. They're...
Hold on. Shh. Chris is calling someone. They've got a phone for sale.
Hello?
Hello. This is actually, are you selling the, iPhone 4G clone cell phone?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I'm from Apple. I'm Mr. Smith. We're actually going to come down there and sue you for making an iPhone clone. This is not acceptable to be doing, and we're going to come down there and sue you.
Yeah, go basically... ahead, man. Who the fuck are you, man? Shut the fuck up.
I'm Mr. Smith from Apple Corporate. There's no need to be using language like that. Hello.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, my friend. Shut the fuck up. Don't call me again. Fuck you.
Fuck you, man. I'm going to sue you for everything you got.
He hung up. I'm going to try him back.
You could have said you're not allowed to make profit off our products besides AT&T.
Yo, what the fuck you want, man?
Oh, hello.
Hi, I'm Steve. Hey, I'm Steve Jobs. I'm in my turtleneck, and I just want you to know that you're not allowed to make profit off an Apple product.
Whatever. Okay.
I'm Steve Jobs. I'm wearing a turtleneck. You're not allowed to make profit.
Yeah, but fuck yourself, Steve Jobs. Fuck you.
I have a turtleneck, motherfucker.
You don't mess with my fucking turtleneck. Hello, who's this?
It's Sean, the Home Depot guy from last week. I was making the weird noise.
Oh, I've completely forgotten about you.
I figured that's why I had to call back and make a name for myself.
I forgot.
Sean, you're
Sean,
dead to me.
Do you really work at Home Depot?
Yes, sir. Wait,
what happens when I call extension 676?
Overhead!
I know.
And then you get to say stuff like, attention Home Depot shoppers, if you're a Jew, you have to get out of our store.
I forgot to try that, though. I forgot to see if that really works.
Is it nationwide? Or is it just your store?
If legend said that was true in Florida, then I'm going to assume so, because that's true here in Washington. Good old Seattle, Washington.
Why Home Depot?
Nice.
Yeah, wait, have you, Brad, you know how you got on the Fred Meyer? Have you ever tried it on another store?
Yeah, we've tried it, like, at Kmart's and Walmart's and everything. It doesn't work anywhere.
Oh, really?
But apparently it works at Home Depot. And I remember hearing someone talk about, like, they were able to do Home Depot, like, years ago.
Legend.
But they never...
Well, Legend was the one that brought that up.
Wait, what's the code again?
Legend confirmed it. There was a Home Depot guy before you that called in.
Wait, what's the code?
676.
676.
Let's do it. Hawaii. 676? Let's do it right now.
All
right.
We should. What's the number?
I don't know the Home Depot.
I'll look it up.
Hawaii.
Google it.
Do they even have Home Depots in
We could do mine, but it's closed. Well, they have Home Depots in China. I'm going to assume they have Home Depots in Hawaii.
Yeah, but Hawaiians are all... They're all elitist and don't want things from America. They hate us.
What have we been doing tonight, guys?
Oh, you know, just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
We made a return call on Mad Monday.
Hanging out, smoking crack.
No, playing Nintendo.
Some blunts. Yeah, I just posted a number.
Okay.
Smoking weed.
Hawaii?
Yeah, we're calling Hawaii. So do you know how this works?
Okay,
like, do we just hit 676 as soon as the menu comes on? Hold on.
Wait for the automated, and she's going to be like, if you know your three-digit extension, dial 2.
Okay. Invalid phone number. Why does it say that?
Oh.
You should advertise Cacti Radio.
Attention Home Depot shoppers. Go to cacticradio.com and get a free 2x4.
For store hours and directions, press 1. If you know the three-digit extension of the...
That's it.
Okay, I'll do this.
Please enter the extension number now.
Radio, though, or else they'll know
dial
and catch us.
Shh. Why is it that?
Should it be ringing?
Thank you for calling the Home Depot. Your call is very important to us, but all associates are busy at this time assisting other callers.
Oh, my God, it's not working.
No, just ask them to manually connect it.
Those Hawaiians are smart.
Ask them to manually connect it.
I will.
Yes.
Hello?
I don't see.
Oh, it got quiet.
No, because when you do the overhead, it just makes a big beep, and then...
Hello, I'm in some other department that you're not in. I'm an employee here. Can you transfer me to extension 676? Because this phone's broken.
Okay, what department is that?
Oh, it's the overhead page.
676?
Yeah, that would put me on the overhead.
Yeah, the department 21 lumber.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hold on.
Thanks. What kind of jargon wizardry stuff did you just say there?
Department 21 lumber.
Oh.
Another department number.
I get it. I didn't understand what you said.
In Chinese.
What's your employee number?
What's your social?
My coffee. You want my social security number?
Yes, please.
It's 555-5555.
Wow. That's easy to remember.
OMG.
You're missing a number at the end.
66666. 7.
I wonder if we're on the overhead right now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Attention, Home Depot peoples. Hi. Hi.
We hate you.
Hi.
Suck a dick.
OMG, I'm going to be famous.
The wood sucks. It's actually chipboard. Don't buy it.
CactiRadio.com.
Cactus.
No, don't tell them or else they're going to catch us. They're going to bust us like they did Carlito.
There's termites in the lumber. LOL.
Vote for Sarah Palin.
I
wonder if it's actually working.
I don't think it's...
We should call back to confirm.
Yeah, I doubt we were on, but...
Like, hey, did you get some points on the PA system?
I think she's smarter than that.
I think this guy in Seattle is just full of shit.
Thank you for calling the Kapolei Home Depot for store hours and directions.
Might be pound 676.
They probably don't know to...
Oh, hello?
Hi.
Hi. Were we in the overhead? Did we get through?
Hold on.
No, did we get through before? She sure is helpful.
She's in trouble.
Barack Obama.
Oh, did she do it again?
I'm
guessing it's not working.
I don't know what the fuck is happening.
Okay, here, I'm going to
maybe she got in trouble.
I think she sucks at her job. So.
She's in the process of getting fired.
Thank you for calling the Kapolei Home Depot. For store hours and directions, press 1.
Wait, so are we calling
back to... I'm going to try it at my store tomorrow.
Yeah, I meant to try it this week to see if it really worked, like around the country. But...
At the very least, you can do the same thing that you did in the Walmarts where you just walk around and you pick up the phones when people call. There's a lot of phones laying around the store that associates won't see, so you just pick it up and then dial 676, and that'll work for sure.
What would you do?
I don't know.
What would you do?
If you go back in, like, flooring and you see a desk and nobody's at it, just sit down at the desk and handle the phone. Have a good time.
What would you do if you saw a customer, like, hanging out, talking on the phone, what would your thoughts be? What would you
say? I would just sit there and laugh. I really don't care about my job that much.
Would you confront them?
Whatever any of your coworkers get like mad about it?
Yeah, is there any uppity faggots?
There are some uppity fucking. There are a lot of uppity fucking faggots in my Home Depot that
take Home Depot way too seriously.
I've been confronted.
But I don't want to do that for a living, so.
I've been confronted at Walmart several times for answering their calls.
And what have they said? Like, have you gotten kicked out of the store or anything?
No, they don't kick out
of the store.
You know
what? Well, those people worked very hard to work at Walmart for a living, Brad. So you know what? You worked very hard in life to achieve that position.
I should be ashamed.
Oh, once I was watching this video on YouTube.
Electronics assistant manager at Walmart. Okay, they make $11 an hour.
I've had three different times where an employee will see me, and they'll just kind of look at me, and then they'll go away, and then they'll come back with another employee or a manager to tell me to stop because they're afraid to confront me themselves because I'm so scary looking.
They probably want to make sure that you work there or not. Like, have you seen this guy before?
Is this when you had long hair?
Wait,
My name is Roy. I'm new to the electronics department. I'm in training right now.
I haven't got my smock yet, my vest.
I'm reprogramming your phones.
I'm with IT.
Once I was watching this video and this guy was on the intercom systems, I was talking. And yeah, so this guy was on the intercom systems and he's like, oh, I thought the phones were here to play with. And the employee's like, nope, no, they're not. And he's like, do I just walk away now? And she's like, yep. And it was hilarious.
I think I saw that.
You can act like you have downs and get away with it. Be like, I was trying to call my mother.
Act like you have downs and they'll think you're one of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think he was singing Baby Got Back.
So,
into the intercom.
Hey, Brad,
it's about the
CEO of Segway died in a Segway crash.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Alanis Morissette should do a song about that.
Yeah. I just think it's funny.
That's pretty awesome.
I hope the guy who made the Snuggie is the next to die from his own product.
Okay.
I kid.
I didn't hear any of that because Mr. Seattle guy that thinks he knows everything was making a lot of noise. So I hung up on him.
What a jerk.
Oh, we're still online with Hawaii.
Maybe we're on the intercom.
I think we're probably, yeah, maybe. Okay, I'm hanging up on them.
They're calling back one more time and try and get another employee that's not...
I'm sick of calling people. I'm sick of doing the show.
Or you could ask, why the fuck did you let people on the intercom?
Get an employee that speaks English.
Yeah.
She spoke English.
No, she was like, hello. That wasn't English.
Whatever.
Well, she tried.
Oh, Vita Monday. I remember that person. Okay, we're going to make one more phone call. This might be hilarious.
Is there going to be an after show? Because the phone show went pretty fast this week.
Yeah, probably not. I'm busy.
Why not?
Because I hate being at the computer right now. I pretty much hate this show right now.
Needs to get off so we can cut himself about hitting the phone show.
We're calling Vita Monday. I think she's the one that kept asking who we were or something.
Hello. No one is available.
Okay.
To take
your... Let me try one more
time. Let's hack the voicemail.
Oh, that didn't go good at all. Okay, bye, Chris. Bye, Leo.
No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message at
the phone. Hey, Vita. I'm calling to let you know that it's the end of the phone show, and we're signing off now after another successful show. Right, Gunner?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. An unfamiliar person is calling, so maybe you can extend the show by a minute or two.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Diesel.
Hi,
Diesel. Hey, I'm on time for the phone show?
Yeah, you're on the air. We're just getting ready to sign off.
We just started.
So, what's up? What do you have to say?
Oh, man. Whisper
sweet nothings into my ear.
The floor is yours. Go ahead.
What's up, man?
You can say anything you want, and I won't hang up on you.
Yeah.
I just made some lemonade with honey.
Oh my god, that's
interesting.
That's fucking awesome.
And I'm sitting back getting ready to enjoy the phone show.
Oh, you're late. Vita's answering machine just went off.
Yeah, I kind of lied. We're just ending.
Yeah, dude. You didn't know that it's just ending?
No, I just got off from work, man.
It sucks to be you.
How dare you?
Oh, I almost got into an accident coming home to listen to the phone show.
I didn't know people loved Brad this much.
Yeah, that's creepy. You're creeping me out, sir.
Where do you
work? Tombstone loved Brad this much.
To the Mildred Monday.
What do you mean, what happened to it?
Am I on time for that?
On time for what?
Might be.
Oh, we did it. I think last week they did a show about Mildred Monday.
Yeah, last week there was a Mildred Monday show, but this week we were just premiering Gunner's new Mildred Monday song.
Son of a bitch.
It sucks to be you. Are you listening, like, on a stream right now?
Yeah, I'm listening right now, but I just logged in.
Oh.
Gee, isn't well, that interesting?
Since I love the song so much, and since, you know, you're late, I'll play the Mildred Monday song as we sign on. Will that make you happy?
Can you say damn it again?
Damn it, man.
Damn it.
Well, I'm sorry you missed everything, but...
Brad records everything. You can listen back to it.
Yeah, you can listen. You should...
Is it the phone show tomorrow?
No, it's just Tuesdays.
Shit!
Which...
Tomorrow isn't Tuesday.
Which time zone are you in?
Are you high?
Shit!
Which time...
can you break something?
Yeah, I want to hear something shatter.
Just something, just, you know, break something. Grab something next to you.
All right, I'm about to get in trouble.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, your mom would be pissed.
Well, keep listening to the stream, and we'll play the Mildred Monday song in just a second.
I'm getting angry.
And in a couple of days, listen. listen to the podcast of this week's show, and you'll hear yourself on the end yelling, cursing.
I'm getting angry.
I'm just sitting back.
I'm getting angry
with some lemonade and honey.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Call next week an hour earlier.
All right.
You can co-host.
Diesel.
You guys rock, man.
Oh, thanks.
Love you guys, man.
Kisses.
I love you too, man.
I love you too.
I would have your children if you were a woman.
I would fuck you so hard.
I'd do anal if you're into that.
Shit! That helped.
Bye.
Shit!
Okay, it's time to sign off.
Shit! Who is that guy?
I don't know, but he was awesome. He's never called before.
I have no idea.
That guy is like...
Diesel.
That guy should be the host. Fire Brad.
Next week. Yeah, somebody else was calling too, but we missed their call. Sorry, person, whoever you were. I'm going to end the show with Gunner's new song again, Mildred, or just Monday.
It's got soul.
Yeah.
It's totally got soul.
It's awesome. Bye, you guys. Fine, don't say bye.
This one's dedicated to Mildred Monday.
Bye.
Yesterday, you were just a phone call away. Now there's no one to prank call today. Oh, I believe in Mildred Monday. Suddenly, I'm not half the loser I used to be.